Brayden Jacobs is a lead blocker for Hammerhead. That is the, that is like the heavy metal, like, that is, if we're talking music, that's the heavy metal version of a run play right there. That's what I think. Good luck, anybody stepping up in that hole. Keith Adams Jr. joins us right now. Keith, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just going to head this off with the pass right now. Among our audience, you are very popular. Some of it has to do with your dad. Your dad, very popular player. I don't know if you realize that. Uh-huh. But you have become a very popular player as well. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic. Just coming off a win. That's all you can ask for.
Not just a win, okay? We're not going to let you get away with that. Leading rusher in the game. Great great running the ball in the fourth quarter. Yards after contact. You kind of got – I mean, people sometimes get mad at the cliches and stuff, but you kind of got lathered up a little bit, man. You kind of got the ball rolling a little bit. How did it feel to sort of be on a featured drive like that down the field for a score?
I've been waiting for it for a very long time. I feel like I was hungry, and like, you know, when an animal's hungry, they're gonna fight for what they want. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna fight for the food. So I was just like, man, this is my opportunity. I took advantage of it. I was grateful for it. And, you know, hopefully that'll catapult me to getting more opportunities in the future, hopefully the SMU game. But I like giving the fans what they want, you know. They like to see it. I like to do it. So, you know.
I mean, certainly you've checked a lot of boxes for a bit, the physical nature of your running and all that kind of stuff. When did you realize, like, everybody knows your dad was a great linebacker.
Yeah.
When did you realize, like, hey, maybe offense is fun. Maybe I don't want to make 130 tackles. Maybe I'd like to run the ball.
Yeah, so I realized that. My dad always wanted me to be a linebacker. And I'm like, you know, it's easier. Like, obviously I'm a physical player. And it's not easy for me to, like, just run on the ball. Because there's a lot of misdirections and stuff that go on and stuff. So, like, make it easier on me to you know, use my ability, obviously, is my physical ability. They come to me. So, it's hard to tackle. I know it's hard to tackle running backs who are physical because I've been there. I've been a linebacker. The junk hurts. And so, like, you know, I can just cover up and run through people easily. And I know that defenses hate to do it. So, I was like, I told my dad, like in fifth grade, like I want to play running back. So he started training me for running back, and he wasn't a firm believer at first. Until like high school, I kept playing running back. I never played linebacker in high school until like my junior year of high school. They put me in like a couple plays, and my first play I got a sack, but I played. So like, he was like, I want to switch you back to linebacker because, like, I was playing pretty bad a couple of times my freshman year. And I'm like, no, like, I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm a running back. So I had in the next game, I like, went off. And he's like, all right, you made me believe. I'm not going to ask you again. So that's when I solidified my spot at running back.
When you come to – you're a legacy player, obviously. So you come to the school where your dad went. And, I mean, your dad was a legend for his time. I mean, he really was. Mm-hmm. And you have the same name.
Yeah.
I mean, was that an easy decision? Or did that make it hard?
You know, my dad never put any pressure on me. I never had the pressure of, like, you know, living up to my dad. I just kind of – I obviously have my own story. I do different things than what he did. And I don't think that really, like, made my decision easier or harder, honestly. I just kind of wanted to go to the place that gave me the best opportunity, and that was Clemson. So – I've had a great experience here so far, and I'm loving it. I love this place. So,
all right. So I'm sure you've watched film and you know, YouTube videos of your dad back in the
day.
Oklahoma drill, junior versus senior. who's gonna win? Who's winning that matchup?
Well,
I mean, he's not listening. Sure.
I said this on a podcast earlier. Probably my dad. I'm not gonna lie. He. That, yeah, I watched that.
Respect right there.
That's right.
I feel like the only reason is because we're dang near the same height. If he was taller, I'd probably get him. But, like, knowing that we're both low to the ground,
yeah.
he the way he hit people is crazy. So I watched it. And I saw he like broke a dude's collarbone one time. I was like, yeah. I don't know.
Only one?
I really, honestly,
I mean,
I don't remember him ever backing down from a challenge. I mean, it didn't matter how big the guy was. Yeah. He was undersized and just, oh, man.
Yeah, he didn't care. He didn't care. I've heard a lot of stories.
There's and obviously the thing is like, well, he runs like his dad played linebacker. Yeah, like I've said it. Everybody said. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, I just know I look at people. I can look – like when I was in Boston College, I looked at them. After the first play, they thought I was just like, oh, there's some backup. I hit the dude. Oh, snap. Now I know I got him. So I'm like, yeah, yeah. So, like – they know it's hard to tackle me. It's no drop off when I get in the game, and people don't understand that when I'm like when in Boston College they didn't understand like, oh, this is just some scrub that they're putting in. Nah, it's not how it works. So I'm gonna just make sure that they know who I am every time I get in the game.
That I've gotta be honest. People love this guy. The last 5 minutes, your approval rating just went up to like 120. I mean, it's unbelievable. Visiting with Keith Adams Jr. here on the program. We do need to put to bed because Braden Jacobs was like, yeah, man. He basically made you out to be Michael Jackson. He's like, this guy's a great singer. Like, he's all, you are a music maker, right?
Yeah.
You did not describe yourself as a singer.
No,
right?
No.
Okay.
Not a singer. But, I mean, I just make music. I make rap. I'm trying to do every genre. But I am working on an album. I'm not going to release anything during the season strictly because, like, I don't want people to question my focus. But I do still make music, and I hopefully after the season I will drop an album. It's really fun to do, and I think a lot of people like it once they start listening to it. You can listen to my music on Apple Music, Spotify, all platforms. KAJR, Keith Adams Jr. That makes sense. So it's how you pronounce it is Kadger, but
Kadger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now I know what I'll be listening to on the way home.
There you go.
I like it. I always like a good Spotify rec. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little football. Let's talk a little SMU.
Okay.
As you get ready for the challenge this week, I would imagine you probably have earned some more reps. You probably earned
some
more trust,
so.
You know?
I sure hope so. I'm trying. I'm doing everything I can. So
what do you foresee the challenge being like with SMU coming in here?
Honestly, any – how I think about it, I don't see a challenge with anybody. I've always had confidence with anybody I play. I understand, like, yeah, some teams are better than others, but, like, I know who I am, and I know who my team is. Like, we're Clemson at the end of the day. So people should be having a challenge with us. You know, I always have confidence. I think that's a very big part of the game is the mental part and knowing that you're better than everybody you're playing. You just can't allow all the outside noise getting in your head. So I don't really see a challenge with anybody I play because if I'm going to the next level, that's how I have to think. You're going to play really good players, but you got to know that you're better than your opponent. You know what I mean?
It seems like, yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. It seems like that might be a little shaky if you're 1-3, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe, especially some of your younger teammates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what are those conversations like when you're trying to – I know your coaches are doing it, but even leaders on the team trying to reinstill that self-belief.
Yeah, it's just it starts with the head coach, and that's how he's always been. He's always had a foundation of faith, and he's always been a believer. And I don't think Coach Sweeney loses confidence, and it's contagious. He instills confidence in us. He tells us, listen, just one game at a time, no matter what our record is, we're going to keep on going because he's been through this before. He's lost games before. He's had a bad start before, so it's nothing new to him. So what he's trying to tell us is that, hey, just keep this ball rolling. We're gonna pick back up. We're gonna get our momentum, and that's what we're doing right now. So I honestly believe we're gonna win every game for the rest of the season, and that's the kind of mentality we have to have. So
awesome stuff, Keith. It's been great.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
The time. Come back anytime,
okay.
And best of luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll be.